The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Fionn Davenport, this week's Ultimate Guide is a little bit different. It's the Ultimate Guide to what to do at Easter.
Yes, Shane, because travel is as much about going to foreign climes as it is to finding out what to do with the kids when they're off school.
If you're not going away, because I'm not going away at Easter.
No, and one of the nicest things is in Ireland today is that there's a gazillion things to do, and it's not just Easter egg hunts, although there's plenty of those as well. I tell you, I'm going to start here. I'm going to start in the National Gallery, and not because it's fancy or anything like that. I am a man of a certain age, of a certain vintage.
Yeah,
when I was a child.
When I were a nipper.
Yeah, when I were a child, my mum took us for a number of years to the National Gallery for Easter break, where we would learn how to draw with an artist in the National Gallery.
Wow.
And they're still doing it now.
50 years later.
Yeah. And that's what I when I saw this, I was like, so professional artist Emma Murphy starts March 29th. And basically, you and the kids can just create, and I think it's wonderful. And I did it when I was a kid.
And you're brilliant at art now.
I'm appalling at art. I can't draw for. And then, like, for example, if you want, how about this? Like, go, like, at Croke Park, there's a Teddy tour. Teddy, T-E-I-D-I, father. And so they have their, so they have, like, in the GA Museum, so you get a tour guide and you can enter the Teddy workshop in Cú Chulainn's den. You can create your own very, your own Teddy. Like, I just love these kind of activities.
Really imaginative.
Yeah, it's really, really imaginative. And then if you go, like, further afield. Now, I mentioned, like, say, at Strokestown Park in County Roscommon, there is the Easter Trail. So there's a whole Easter Trail that runs from the 28th of March to the 12th of April. At Bridget's Garden in County Galway. I don't know if you've ever been. Lovely spot.
Really?
Generally, there's an Easter egg hunt. And if you go right up to Donegal, there's the Easter Express that explores kind of or goes through Oakfield Park. And so family days from the 3rd to the 6th, they feature the ubiquitous egg hunt. You'll find that if you're looking for things to do with the kids, egg hunts are a big, big deal.
The kids love them.
They do. And that's exactly the point. So there's nothing twee or it's like, you know, you just get them going and they start exploring and looking for the thing. There's another Easter egg trail at Fota House in County Cork. You like a bit of chocolate, don't you?
I do.
So the Butler's Chocolate Factory.
Oh, a particular Butler's Chocolate.
In Dublin, yeah. So they have an Easter experience tour. So it's running now. It has already started, but it runs on selected dates up until the 4th of April.
Can I get my salted caramel favourite?
Of course, I'm sure you can. No doubt. And being who you are, I'm sure you can make that extra request. but the thing is you can bring the kids. Like, this is as close to Willy Wonka as you're going to get. It's a tour of the whole factory. You decorate your own butler souvenir made out of chocolate. You meet the Easter Bunny. And if the weather's on your side, yes, there is an Easter egg hunt.
Brilliant.
I just think that
I'm looking through your list. There's some brilliant things here. And actually, one that I'd completely forgotten about, but which I loved when I brought the kids there. The Casino Model Railway Museum in Malahide on the north side of Dublin.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's really, really good. And it's all like Easter themed. You get to meet the Easter Bunny and it's really, really nice. In Malahide Castle itself, there's Discover Oz. So on the West Lawn, there's a Wicked Easter. So there's a scavenger hunt through the Enchanted Forest and you get to meet Dorothy and her friends from the Land of Oz. So it's nicely thematic.
Dublinia is pretty good as well.
Yeah, so there's creative workshops all throughout the Easter break at Dublinia. So Dublinia, for anyone who doesn't know, it's the Viking and Medieval Museum that's attached to Christchurch, just at the top of High Street. And I love the interactivity of it. So the kids can unearth Viking treasures, artifacts, get to meet qualified archaeologists, and you learn about the lives of the Vikings at the Big Dig. Now, you can do that at any time of the year. It's worth pointing out. But from the 3rd to the 5th of April, they can join Choco, the Easter Bunny in training, who's on an Easter hunt through history.
I like it.
Honestly, you're smiling and it brings a smile to my face.
That is brilliant.
I have to say, like with young kids in tow and they're finished they finished Friday, aren't they, for 2 weeks?
Yeah.
And you're like, what on God's
green earth?
What are we going to do? I'm telling you, Shane, there is so much going on around
the
country.
Well, let's keep going down your list because you got some great stuff. Zip It and these, I mean, there's a few of these around the country.
Yeah,
I've done it with the kids. It's great.
Oh, it's fantastic. And then there's the one down in Avonmore Park where you can go up around, you know, Yes, so that's Easter themed this year.
It's
spectacular,
amazing.
Isn't it? Like, if you want to even say, like, for example, you're living in Dublin and you're like, look, I don't necessarily want to get away. I mentioned the National Gallery, Butler's, obviously. But the National Museums, they're one of a handful of museums that are open on Easter Sunday. So the museum, that's the National Museum of Ireland on Kildare Street. So they have, like, from the 1st to the 11th of April, they have this range of Easter break activities. They have guided tours suited for kids. They have replica artifacts that you can handle. And if you want to take, so this is an interesting one. If you're a family and you want to take in the collection together, they have these free tours. And the ones in Colin Barracks, kids from 7 up can enjoy a drop-in session in the discovery zone of the Dead Zoo Lab, which I think is always really, really nice. And there they're going to learn about animals, because, as you know, like, the National Museum, or sorry, the Natural History Museum is closed pending a massive refurbishment. So
yeah,
the National Museum of Ireland have combined. I'm looking through.
Time for one more. Have we got a, because you've given us loads, but anything else?
Johnstown Castle in County Wexford. So Gothic Revival Johnstown Castle has hidden trails and characters for the little ones to explore. That theme of, like, here's the thing, go and explore, yeah, go find. And look, It's an amazing time. And I must say, and other than the National Gallery when I was a kid, I can't describe to you the range of difference in options for children over the Easter break. There's travel for you.
Yeah, sounds absolutely great. Brilliant list there. Fionn Davenport, travel journalist, Lonely Planet author. Thank you indeed for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.